Good morning. It is Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, McKenzie, Liv the Web Girl, and producer Pork Chop. And 833-563-2539 is our number. I would like to, if there's parents listening that actually still do this, can you give me your experience and why you think this is like the right age or the right time? And also, if you're a person that is currently doing this or maybe recently got off of it, 833-563-2539. What am I talking about? I'm talking about getting off mom and dad's payroll, like where you got to take care of things yourself. I have a friend, and I'm only really bringing this up is because it's cool. She likes me, but she really doesn't listen to our show. At least she doesn't listen to it live because she's from Michigan, and she's 28 years old. So I'd say that's pretty darn close to being an actual adult at 28, right?
At
28. I just want to make sure. I know some people are getting out of college. At 28, she still has her insurance paid for by her parents. She makes the car payment, but they still cover the insurance, and they still cover her actual cell phone bill.
That is atrocious.
833-563-2539. Then when is the right age? You're saying 28 is way too old. When is the right age that you need to do all that on your own?
Well, I mean, I'm 30 and my parents still pay it.
Excuse me?
Wait, didn't you just say that's atrocious? But you're living that life yourself?
Yeah.
You're 30 and your parents still pay your phone bill?
Yeah.
What is wrong with your parents?
And my car insurance.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No wonder when I brought this up as a topic, you didn't say anything.
But I can defend myself. So in 2008, I bought a Dodge Charger, and I bought it brand new. And my dad insisted, well, I guess you had to get full coverage, but after a while, you could drop it. And he insisted that I had full coverage. And I was like, no, like, I don't want full coverage, so I'm just going to get, like, the most basic insurance possible. He's like, no, you have to get full coverage. And he's like, fine, I'll pay for it. I'm like, okay. And then as far as the phone bill, we got my cell phone when I was 13. Obviously, I'm not going to pay for a phone bill at 13. My dad's just so set in his ways, he doesn't want things to change. So we've had a family plan for...
This is working out great for Charles.
For 17 years now, and it hasn't changed.
Wait a minute. Hold on, though. How much do you pay into the family plan?
I don't. I was 13. And
dude, you're an adult now, though.
He pays $0 into the family plan.
I can't stand...
I think that's great. If your dad wants to do that for you, let him.
I mean, to be honest, I don't even have cable or internet right now.
Like, how do you take advantage of your family, like, and not feel guilty about it?
That's not advantage.
Yes, it is.
No, it's...
When your parents are paying for you, that's taking advantage
of them. How about this? Give me a raise, and I'll pay them.
You got to talk to one of our bosses around here. Trust me, I'm talking to them, too. 833-563-2539. Is this McLaren? Hey, you're on the show. What up? What'd you want to say?
I wanted to say that if you're in med school, it's not too old. Like, if you go to grad school or med school, but if you're 28 and you have a job, maybe your parents paying for everything a little bit too much.
So you're saying you're in med school and your parents are paying for that?
Yes. I'm starting med school right now. So I'm okay with them paying for it, but if I was starting a job now, like if I'm making some real money, I would feel a little bad about my parents paying for it.
I get you, and hey, way to go with the med school, but I feel like even you need to take over your stuff. Like, how much is your phone bill? Like, how much is a cell phone bill?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Our family plan's like $200 a month.
Okay, so that's like $50 or $70 a person, Pork Chop.
Yeah, $50 a person.
That's not that unreasonable.
Does he realize that he's still paying it, or does he just?
Oh yeah, he has no clue.
No.
Pork Chop's like, Dad, just sign this real quick.
He definitely knows.
See, I think it's one thing. I mean, because like when you fall on hard times, you do rely on you need help if you need help. But it's one thing if you till you get back on your feet. But then beyond that, I can see. Here's the thing: like if Lucy needed my help, I would give her the shirt off my back. No need to pay me back. That's your child. I mean, that's the way. It just depends. It depends the family dynamic. But people get weird about money, and it's hard because resentments form. So you have to just be very careful because someone might be like, hey, I'll extend this offer to you, but then they might resent you for it.
833-563-2539. Let's go to line number 5. What's up, Dana? What do you want to say?
I'm sorry?
What do you want to say, Dana?
Well, I'm 29 years old, and I actually just got off of my parents' insurance and cell phone plan, and I think it kind of depends because I was in grad school up until now, so I really didn't have a lot of money, and my parents have always been in a position to help me out. So I think it just kind of depends on people's situation.
I guess, Dana, and by the way, congratulations on the grad school. That's
girl.
Awesome. But I feel like parents, for the most part, if they can, they will always help you out. And I don't think they're bad if they can't help you out, for sure. But it's just like, I guess I look, my brother is clean and sober now, but when my brother was going through drugs and all the things in his life, he would milk every dollar out of my mom, and he took advantage of her, and my mom had nothing to give.
Like for drug money?
Just for everything, yes. And that's my point, though. Maybe it's not a cell phone, but you need to kind of, you know, take care of your own if you can. Can we continue this? Okay, 833-563-2539. Please, if you're on hold, stay there, and if not, also call in. I want to know, when do you need to get off the payroll for mom and dad? I got a friend, and apparently I have a coworker too, who's even older than my friend, that at 28 still has mommy and daddy paying for almost everything. How long can you stay on mom and dad's payroll? 833-563-2539. I thought my friend at 28, I thought she was old, but then we got producer Porkchop over here still getting his phone and insurance taken care of by dad.
I really like what Cassidy says on line four, because every situation is different. You could go back and listen to the podcast with me and Chris Hogan. Like, I had a rough situation and I need some help from my parents.
And that's what I want to shout out. It's like, sometimes he doesn't have food to eat. Life is not linear. So sometimes, I mean, it's okay. You have to set aside your pride. When you need help, don't be afraid to ask for it.
But those were your choices, not your parents. Just my two cents. Cassidy, hello.
Hello.
What do you think?
So, it's just highly dependent on the situation. I mean, I was 22. I had a newborn baby. I was going to school full-time, and I was working full-time, too. So my parents were helping me by taking care of my phone bill and my car insurance, because obviously all of that costs a lot of money. And, I mean, I get what you're saying, how those are my choices, but it's also my parents' choices to help me out. So
exactly. It's just not like you're freeloading. You needed help. You're a mom, and you're killing yourself, and you needed to have insurance.
I would say
don't offer help. And then become, if you offer help, you extend it out and it's done. So
I think Cassidy, I think her
it.
Situation's different, and good for her for raising that kid and doing her thing.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phone, 833-563-2539. Victoria, what's going on? What's the cutoff age?
My cutoff age is 23. I'm actually 23 right now. I can speak for the whole situation side of it. I got married young to a felon, shouldn't have. Definitely created a lot of chaos in my life, so there was help throughout that. But at this point, I've gotten through all that, gotten through the divorce, gotten to where I can, you know, work and everything, and I can take care of myself, so I don't need that extra help. However, I am with producer Porkchop with the whole phone bill thing. Definitely not going to tell myself on that.
Even though you just did right
now.
And you're 23 and you got married young, so that was... That must have been
Ava,
something.
You got a kiddo, right? So what do you think?
Yes, I have a 7-year-old, and I made her pay me $2. Of course, I give her allowance. So she pays me for the food, and if she wants candy, we go to the store, and she'll pay me back. When we get home, of course, I take what she gives me back and put it in her piggy bank, but she doesn't know that.
Oh, okay.
But she needs to learn responsibility early on.
Yeah, I think Porkchop needs to learn responsibility.
Very responsible.
Are you ever going to tell your dad, or are you just going to keep it that way forever?
He knows. I said he knows.
Why does he not know? All right.
I think it'd be different if Chops was like rolling and then just letting his parents pay for it. But like, he's not, and he needs the help.
Katie, good morning.
Hey.
What do you think? When do these people that I work with that mooch off their parents need to stop that?
I actually stopped when I was 16. I was a single mom, and I moved out, and my mom helped me through it, but now I'm kind of repaying her with helping me through all the hard times that I went through, and I pay her phone bill, car insurance, and car payment.
Dang,
wow.
You must have a good job.
I mean, my family and I are doing okay for ourselves, but I really feel like she helped me through enough, so now I need to help her.
See, there, like I said, life's not linear. Everyone, you go through waves, and then you can help each other out and get each other back.
Hey, thank you for all the calls. Coming up now, you know what? I don't even think I have time for the dummy of the day today. Do I? Okay,
we have
cool.
a minute if you play the song now.
All right, well then, hey, coming up next, after Lizzo, we'll do your dummy of the day.